Ice. Drop an ice cube into a glass of water and it floats, bobbing at the top. In places with freezing winters, a pond ices over on the top while the water stays liquid underneath. Both of these point to something water does that almost nothing else does, something that goes against the way almost everything else behaves. Nearly everything shrinks when it gets cold, packing itself into less space. Water shrinks that way too, as it cools for a while. But near freezing, water does what almost nothing else does. It stops shrinking and begins to swell back out, and then, when it turns to ice, it swells out more still. As water freezes, its molecules lock together into a fixed pattern that holds them slightly farther apart than they were as a liquid, so the ice takes up more room than the water did. Because the same water now fills more space as ice, ice is lighter for its size than liquid water. And anything lighter for its size than water will float in it. So ice floats. That ice cube bobbing in your glass is floating for the same reason the ship floated. It's lighter, for its size, than the water around it. This behavior of water turns out to be lucky for life. Because ice floats, a freezing pond freezes from the top down, not the bottom up. The layer of ice on top acts like a blanket, sealing in the warmth and keeping the water below from freezing solid. Fish and other creatures go on, living in the liquid water beneath the ice all winter long. If water froze like most things, and ice sank, ponds would freeze solid from the bottom up, and the creatures in them would have a far harder time making it through winter. That quirk of water helps keep them alive.